If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here. Mike Thompson
RV Super. From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, today at 1 o'clock on KWXY, 1340 AM, 92.3 FM, and also 101.9 FM, Wink Martindale is going to have a vintage visit with the man you're listening to. That would be Glenn Campbell. So Rick has been playing Glenn's songs all week, and Rick is in this phase of trying to stump the host. Oh, sitting on the dock of a bay. Good, that was not his hit, but I like it. Oh, Glenn Campbell. Alzheimer's. So sad. But we have his music. Thank you, Rick. Okay, Joey Pals, we're all in trouble technologically. So we say hello to the host of the Joey English version of Cyber Chat. Here's Dennis Shelley. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Joey Pals, how are we doing this morning or today?
Yeah, they're in trouble. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready for a Joey Pal question, Dennis?
Sure.
Okay. Now, I don't quite understand the verbiage, but the email said, every morning when I start working on my computer, even though I haven't turned it off overnight, I have to reboot it. Some things don't work. Why is that?
Well, there can be a couple of different reasons for that. One might be, it wouldn't be hardware, it'd be more software, which would be the operating system.
Okay.
So maybe too many things are starting up with the computer. And as it stays on, it's running those applications, and maybe they kind of pile up. So you have a couple of different ways of tackling that. One is killing current processes by going into Control-Alt-Delete and then into Task Manager. Task Manager will show you what's running in the background. So if you have a high usage application, so like let's say Word, and then all of a sudden it's really laggy, so you go into Control-Alt-Delete Task Manager and then see what's being used the most.
Gotcha.
Meaning CPU usage or RAM usage. And it'll tell you the percentage of the top, what's being utilized. You want to make sure that you're never above like 20% or so, because if it's over 20%, it means that the processor's working extra hard to try to keep up.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Okay,
so
Joey,
that's something that you could change.
Question number one, how come you're rebooting every time even though you're not turning your computer off overnight?
I restart my computer as much as I can.
Do you really? The first reason, Dennis says, is you're running too many things. What's the second cause of that?
Typically it's an age issue. The main problem is not having, like, running an operating system for several years and never really doing a full restart or full, like, a Windows repair. So you can do a Windows repair and it'll actually go through and remove anything that's not supposed to be there.
Can you do that when you take over someone's computer overnight?
With assistant, yes. So with a user's assistance, we can almost reload an entire Mac operating system or a PC operating system.
Wow.
So we can do both remotely.
When
you
say,
don't want to Dallas.
When you say operator's assistance, that means the Joey Pal would have to be on the computer with you.
Yes.
I see. But that's fabulous.
It's actually easy. Yeah. We do it all, and then the last step is having a Joey Pal physically push keys on a keyboard.
Right.
But that's still it.
I mean, that's wonderful. Okay. Nice question, Joey Pal. Okay. I wanted to know, I'm hearing about all these different kinds of watches, Dennis. Some will tell you if you're standing near someone with COVID. Someone will tell you everything about your health. What do you know about the latest in watches?
As time goes on, we all want to live as long as possible. So we use this technology that's coming out to help enhance our actual physical health.
Okay.
So they got a couple of new devices. Galaxy's coming out with a new Watch 5. It takes tracking to a whole new level. It's actually got the ability to test your skin temperature, which is an actual pretty good indicator of your health.
Wow.
Is your actual skin temperature. So it's going to monitor that. It can give you early warnings for stress, fever, even COVID. So that's the new Galaxy 5 watch that has all of these new features. So you definitely want to be, especially if you're an Android user or Galaxy phone user, this is something that kind of beats out Apple's new watch.
Gosh.
So it's pretty slick. I'm actually going to be getting this new watch, the Galaxy Watch 5.
Gosh, that sounds wonderful. How much will it be?
There's not really a great pricing yet. I'm sure it'll come out for about $300, which
is
typical.
Oh, my stars.
Yeah, it's a pretty typical...
When something's new.
Yeah.
But it'll take your temperature, tell you when you have early stress. It might be able to tell you if you have COVID, did you say?
Yeah, it's going to even test for that. Gee. Then there's the Galaxy Aura Ring, which is going to kind of tell you about your mental health without showing everybody your mental health. So the ring you'll be able to wear, it's called the Aura Ring.
Are you saying Aura, A-U-R-A?
It's O-U-R-A.
O-U-R-A.
Yeah.
Remember mood rings when we were kids?
Yeah.
Remember?
This one doesn't give away that you're depressed or having stress or any of those types of issues. It'll also detect temperature. Now, it's not as accurate as the watch, but it does detect temperature. It will let you know if you're having, stress. Same as the watch. Just the difference is it doesn't tell time.
Gee whiz. So, who makes that?
Galaxy.
Oh.
Android makes it for
exactly.
Their operating system. Yeah.
Do you have any idea, Dennis, how much that will cost?
It's obviously going to be cheaper than the watch. I would say probably right around the 100 to 150 mark.
I wonder if it... Have you seen it? I mean, does it turn bright red if you're stressed? Or?
No. It doesn't give you any kind of visual indicator.
Oh.
And that's just because you don't necessarily want everybody to know what your mood is.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it comes in a couple of different finishes, but they're nice finishes, like silver or gold. They've got
Perfect.
Some pretty cool stuff. Yeah.
Well, Joey Very Pals, cool. We've got 2 minutes left, and let me tell you, I will put up on our website all of the offers Dennis has and the prices for taking over your computer at night and checking everything for you, his phone number, his website. In the minute and a half, Dennis, can you touch on this whistleblowing incident with Twitter for us?
Oh, what a mess. So Twitter has notoriously been hacked. The most recent was during the 2020 election. They actually hacked into Joe Biden's account. So there is a new whistleblower that just came out talking about how reckless they've been in regarding cybersecurity policies. It's actually ex-Twitter executive that was in charge of their cybersecurity. He's actually now their whistleblower, saying that several big accounts were actually hacked. And it's something to be aware of, especially for you Twitter users. You want to be really careful.
But tell me something. Isn't the whole concept of Twitter public?
It's a public traded entity, however...
But I mean, you're putting your public information up there. It's like Facebook.
That's right. Just like Facebook. So you want to be very careful about what you put out there. And in our next segment, why don't we talk about how to remove Facebook posts from your feed without losing your friends? How do you do that?
Great.
And we can talk about that next time.
Okay, tell me again how to remove
Facebook posts without losing a friend.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, thank you, Dennis. Give us your phone number.
760-7... Oh, screwed up my own number. 760-205... 1-800-875.
Great information. We talked about rebooting, if you have to do that each time, what's wrong with your computer. We talked about the new Galaxy Watch 5, the new Galaxy Aura Ring, and we talked about the whistleblower at Twitter. And next month, we're going to talk about how to remove posts from Facebook and not lose a friend. Thank you. It was wonderful, Dennis. Bye-bye. Yeah.
All right. Take care.
You too. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.